Hey folks, here OS Reviews. You're watching our retro review of the PanDigital Nova. This was an ebook reader slash tablet that ran on Android 2.3 Gingerbread and sold for $190. Now, PanDigital was originally a digital photo frame manufacturer that decided to branch out into making tablets and e-readers. Unfortunately, they weren't successful, and back in 2012, they went into bankruptcy. The thing that really made them unsuccessful, though, was the poor quality of many of their products, which failed and then required fixing from the company's part. The actual sales and the hype surrounding some of their products at the very low price point at the time actually made them sold quite a few units. They were also partnered with many different brick and mortar stores, such as Best Buy as well as Fred Meyer. So that was a little bit of a shame. However, we're going to revisit this device and check out how technology has really advanced, especially for tablets, over the last 3 years. Now, the Nova was not the first generation model. The first generation e-reader from PanDigital was actually the Novel, and the Nova just drops that letter at the end to become like a star. But unfortunately, performance was definitely not like a star. The build quality here is okay. However, underneath the hood, we have access to a 800 megahertz processor, which is single core, 256 megabytes of RAM, as well as only 2 gigs of built-in flash storage. So that's definitely laughable by today's standards, where we have octa-core processors and capacitive touchscreens and 4K displays. So we've come a long way in that regard. Now, the shocking thing, though, is even though it seems like it should run terribly slow, you can still play any YouTube video on here just fine, you can browse the web, and I was shocked that it was still pretty responsive to use, even though it's a resistive touchscreen, compared to something like the Arcos Home Tablet 7, which we reviewed, again, 4 years ago, actually. It's actually a step up. So I actually never got the chance to review the Nova until now, and I find that this is infinitely better than the Arcos Home Tablet 7 in terms of performance, just because the Home Tablet 7 always crashed on me every time I tried to install an app or launch a web browser, whereas this one seems to be a bit more stable, despite having less RAM and seemingly worse specifications. Checking out the design first, on the very top, there's access to a VGA quality front-facing camera for Skype and any chatting applications. There is no Android marketplace on here, so there was a side-loaded app store that PanDigital created that had much fewer apps, even though the popular titles such as Angry Birds and Skype were on there. On the back, there is a rear-facing camera, which has a 1.3 megapixel resolution, which is quite terrible by today's standards. There's also a speaker on the back, which is okay, even though it's a bit tinny, it's quite loud. The tablet itself is actually relatively slim despite being made out of plastic. There's also a 3.5mm headphone jack on the very bottom. On the other side, we have access to the volume controls, which are a bit too recessed for my taste. However, there's also a mini HDMI port, something I didn't expect to see on something that again came out 3 years ago. You can use it to play back videos on an HDTV. There's also a power slider as well as a lock key, which is a bit of a bizarre move. And on the very top, there's access to a proprietary charging port. You can also charge it using a mini USB port, but both of these ports are antiquated by today's micro USB standard. There's also a micro SD card slot for expanding the memory, which you really did want for installing more apps. Below here, there's access to physical keys with the home key, the menu, the back, and the search. There's also a microphone for, again, Skype, as well as video recording, and there's this fake brushed metal look, even though it's, again, just plastic. The screen, for the most part, is pretty bright and responsive, and it has a matte surface, which makes it semi-viewable under direct sunlight. It's still a little bit distracting, but it's bright enough to be seen, definitely. And again, it requires your fingernails to be operated as opposed to the flesh, because it is a resistive technology. Checking out some of the performance aspects and the features on the PanDigital Nova next, you can see that we have 4 pages that we can customize and populate with our favorite widgets, applications, and our favorite wallpaper as well. It uses a resistive touchscreen, so it does take a bit more pressure, but I can tap on things pretty easily and afterwards select through wallpaper gallery and to customize it to my liking. The display here is decent, even though viewing angles are a little bit narrow. It's also very glossy, which makes it a tad difficult to read under direct sunlight. And that is an area where it's not as strong as e-ink displays, because e-ink screens are still visible under sunlight if you use it outdoors. So I guess Nova is best suited for using it in the library, using it in a school or in a building. Taking a look here, we have a drag down notification drawer. You can turn Wi-Fi on or off. There's also the accelerometer, which is very sensitive and easy to use. And next, I can check out the web browser very quickly. Google, I can use it to search PanDigital Planet, for instance. And you can see that speeds are definitely respectable. And again, there is multi-touch on here, even though it's a bit strange and not as sensitive as a capacitive touchscreen display. It does work. You can see that it definitely is okay for reading some basic text. You can also use it to watch a few YouTube videos, and it does a good job for that. But nothing too extreme, I would say. If you do a lot of multitasking, it's definitely going to slow things down, but it's definitely a lot more faster than I originally expected. Here we have the full version of the New York Times. As you can see, it's loading up just fine with most elements as far as pictures and text sizing themselves correctly. The Wi-Fi reception here is a little weak, that's why it's taking a few seconds longer, but overall we were definitely impressed by what it could handle for an 800 MHz processor. And so this is one of the strengths of the Pandigital Nova, would be definitely reading comics, any online texts in addition to comic books, that anything relies on colors or pictures, just because a traditional e-ink display can't offer that same level of detail. And this is how pinch to zoom works on here. I can tap in and tap out. You can using your fingernails. It takes a little bit longer. It's a bit more clunky, not as smooth, but it definitely still works. So just because the screen is resistive doesn't mean it doesn't have multi-touch. That's something to point out. Let's go to YouTube next. Let's see if I can type that. YouTube.com. And hopefully you can still load, even though, again, the reception is a little bit weak. As far as battery life is concerned, I average roughly 3 to 4 days of usage before I need to recharge it, so it's actually longer than a lot of modern-day smartphones and tablets, which I was a bit surprised on, probably because the screen isn't as high resolution and the processor is slower, so it drains less power as well. OS reviews. Let's see if we can load up one of our own videos. There we go, let's just tap on that and click on the first thing that we see, using the accelerometer to change the orientation here. You can see that the video has loaded, and it's actually pretty speedy, so it's great for watching video clips on the web. It does, again, support a few flash elements here and there that you can use it for. I can turn up the volume. That works decently. I can also skip to another portion of the video if that's what I want, and kind of zoom in and zoom out. So it definitely works nicely for watching videos. Again, the screen does a decent job as well. So that's one purpose that you might want to use this for, as a PMP or a personal movie player. So going back home now, let's check out some of the other features. Of course, we'll go into the ebook reading features next. There is a Barnes & Noble app integrated on here, so you can sync it with your Barnes & Noble account, and any books you have on an actual Barnes & Noble e-reader, it also comes into here. So for example, let's check out Dracula. It loads after a few seconds, and there are several different things I can change. Page turns are pretty responsive, even though I would have liked to see dedicated controls, hardware keys on the sides, because again, the Nova is oriented as an ebook reader, and again, this is more like a tablet as far as page turns are concerned. But I can skip to a particular chapter, wait a few seconds, and it will load just fine. On the very top here, I can change the contrast, the brightness of the display to get it more comfortable. I can also look up specific words. I can tap on different words to highlight it, annotate it for any school purposes I want to use it for. There's also ability to change the text type in addition to the font. I can also invert it for a night view, which is another thing you can do for reading in bed. So overall, a lot of settings can be found on here, and it's a smooth experience. However, it's still not as easy on the eyes as a e-ink display. And there's also some other things like Kobo Reader that you can download as well. Now, of course, there isn't access to the actual Android marketplace, which is one of the main limitations on here. If you want to download some other apps, let's jump into the drawer here. There is some other things that you can use through App Installer. They are more out-of-date applications, I would say. There are Angry Bird apps that you can install. There's also a few accelerometer-based games like Fall Down Neon and Fruit Ninja, which you can tap on. And games, for the most part, run, I would say, fine. They take a few seconds longer to load, but afterwards, they do run, as you can see. Let's play a new game, and a classic. And as you can see, the processor is definitely keeping up. Same thing with the GPU on here. So that's one thing that, again, I was a little bit shocked with. It's pretty responsive, and you can still, access your entertainment any way you would want, just like on a regular tablet, even though this one came out again a few years back. Let's go back home again and check out some of the other preloaded apps on here. There's a Facebook app that's on here. In addition to a big dictionary, there's also a download application for you to look through your folders. An email client is on here as well. MP3 player is stock Android. There's also an Office Suite settings, weather application, video player that supports a wide array of different video formats, and that's basically it. There's also a note-taking application, a math workout sheet, and an HDMI switcher that allows you to swap into, again, the TV out mode. Tabion settings here, again, we can take a look at, you know, this device in particular, Android 2.3.4. This is indeed, again, the variant that's being run on here, so not the most up-to-date version. Today, I was actually impressed with the PanDigital Nova, just because I thought it would be a terrible tablet, but actually most of the features work pretty nicely, and for 800 MHz CPU and a resistive touchscreen, this processor still seems to keep up with the system, and for things like web browsing, viewing back your videos, playing back some light games, it still does the trick, and as an ebook reader, it more than handles any text that you might want to throw at it. Obviously not as good as the e-ink display for reading, but still, compared to a lot of budget tablets that came out at the same time, such as the Arcos Home Tablet 7 series, I actually think this is a lot stronger and a better device in general. Anyways guys, this has been a retro look back. To learn more information about this unit, you can check out our article that we're posting on our website. This has been our video. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. This has been the PanDigital Nova 7-inch ebook reader.